An apostasy appeal and Iran is in. Drought hits Kenya but fails to stop outreach. And we'll tell you about the latest tool launched in the fight against malaria. Hint, it's a cube. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An appeal by an Iranian pastor convicted of apostasy has failed. However, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says conflicting information has just reached them, which their partners are working hard to confirm.
The reports over the last 24 hours are that, in fact, the Supreme Court did not uphold the death penalty. They sent the case back to the local court in his area, where he would have the opportunity to recant, and if he did that, then the death sentence would go away.
This 2009 case stems from Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani's refusal to teach his son the Quran. A guilty verdict wasn't surprising, but
in the last 20 years, no Christian has been executed by the state for apostasy. So it's rare that we have a verdict and that the sentence is actually carried out.
While the apostasy law may have been intended to squelch the gospel, it may have had the opposite effect.
When their government fails or when there is injustice, they see that as a failure of Islam, and they are very open to other messages, including the message of the gospel of Jesus.
Next, Kenya is set to experience one of the worst droughts in many years. Africa Inland Mission says as a result of the roughly three-year drought, there's a famine relief program that's still in effect. For a nomadic tribe of camel herders called the Gabra, drought is part of eking out survival in northern Kenya, both spiritually and physically. AIM estimates there are probably around 100 evangelical believers among the Gabra. Pray for a full-time pastor to be trained to serve among this tribe. You're listening to Mission Network News. The clock is ticking for Pastor Senelon and 37 orphans in Haiti. After the earthquake destroyed their orphanage last year, these orphans, along with the pastor's family, have been living in tents in Haiti's countryside. Orphans Heart just bought property last week to rebuild their orphanage. Charlie Cox with Orphans Heart says since it's hurricane season, they're worried about the safety of the kids living in tents.
The concern is that there are so many people, families and children living in those makeshift tents and those tent cities, that if a hurricane was to come through that area, it would be devastating because there's just not enough places for people to go to get out, you know, to get into safety.
An orphanage would provide the protection the kids need.
We're hoping probably within at least a year, maybe less, to have the first main building constructed so that the children would be able to move out of those makeshift tents and to move into a more secure and better environment.
Meanwhile, imagine if a little cube could help save the lives of 1 million children every year. There is now such a cube, Malaria Cube. Executive Director of E3 Resources is KCC.
The Malaria Cube is our latest resource that we have created to hopefully help change the way people are educated in the causes, treatment, and prevention of malaria, and helping to save countless lives.
It's a puzzle-like cube with pictures that helps share the message. Malaria affects many, says C.
There's over 1 million, primarily children, that die every year from malaria. They say that 40% of the world's population has been affected through a family member, through a very close friend, with the malaria disease.
The Malaria Cube will help in cultures where illiteracy is widespread. C hopes the Malaria Cube will help eradicate malaria by 2015. He also believes the cube will lead to opportunities to share the gospel. And did you know that one in every three Italian women suffer domestic abuse? This, according to Italy's National Institute of Statistics, along with other facts, is why the Jesus film is showing its film Magdalena in Italy over the course of the year. Women in Italy are often used and mistreated. Magdalena shows scenes from Jesus reaching outcast women, narrated by a changed Mary Magdalene. Pray for the ongoing showings of the film as it turns hurting women toward the love of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to encourage you in your walk with God. They're offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link, the first in the Loving God series. Along with it, you'll also receive a DVD showing next generation church leaders in action. Get your free resources. Just call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.